12 years ago, I was elected to Parliament, and I've tried to bear in mind one principle all the way through my career, and that is that members of Parliament, we're the servants of the people, we're not your masters. And when I was a younger man, I trained in science to follow the scientific principle that you follow the evidence to the truth, wherever that may lead you. And if I want to stick by those scientific principles, I have to keep asking those in power and authority the difficult questions that they do not want to hear.
The vaccine, you are told by your government that it is safe and effective, and when it injures you, you are gaslit, left to suffer, refused treatment, and left to rot with no financial help and to suck it up.
Just walking up and down the stairs makes me breathless. I no longer live. I merely exist.
I've lost me. I'm mourning me. I'm not this person that you see.
I'm not here for your sympathy. We're here for your voice. Because my voice isn't going to change us alone. There's all the voices of all those people.
I am the voice for all of them. I will not be silenced anymore.
Your voice is going to make the difference.
However long it takes, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, the truth will prevail.
I am not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. These are just phrases that are conveniently set to put down any argument, to make you feel second class. What I am is an old school, honourable journalist who believes in the principles of fair reporting and telling the truth. The BBC operate under a royal charter which is supposed to guarantee impartiality. And I am ashamed of my colleagues for what I've witnessed over the last 2 or 3 years. Instead, we've seen collaboration between governments, media, and big tech. It's anti-democratic, it's anti-free speech, and it's very, very dangerous.
I am sick to death of the smears of anyone who speaks out, and I'm sick to death of the lies.
We've all witnessed today what a terrible effect this is having, and will continue to have until they speak out. People, keep it going.
Shame on you!